This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. A three-day special sitting of the extended budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The session, which will continue till the 18th of this month, will primarily focus on constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The government will introduce three amendment bills to pave the way for the operationalization of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam Bill, which was passed in 2023, proposing 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Meanwhile, Congress President and leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, today said, opposition parties are in favor of the Women's Reservation Bill, but expressed apprehensions about the way in which the bill is being brought. Mr. Kharge was briefing media in New Delhi after an India bloc meeting.
The way in which they have brought is politically motivated. Therefore, we all have decided, all opposition parties will oppose this bill.
The country's first woman president, Pratibha Patil, has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing her support for the Women's Reservation Initiative. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has said, the Women's Reservation Bill is a landmark and far-reaching initiative that will significantly strengthen women's empowerment in the country. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Top leaders of various parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive roadshow at Nagarkoil in Tamil Nadu this evening in support of NDA candidates. He accused the DMK government in the state of misgovernance and corruption. The Prime Minister said the NDA will provide pro-people good governance to the state. BJP leader K. Annamalai at a public meeting in Singanallur accused the DMK and Congress of working together against the welfare of the people. Meanwhile, DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin held a rally in Dharmapuri, while Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held a poll meeting in Vasudev Nallur. In West Bengal, senior BJP leader Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting virtually in Darjeeling and held three poll rallies in Jalpaiguri and Kuch Bihar districts. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally in Uttar Dinajpur district. Ms. Banerjee said several welfare schemes have been implemented in the state for farmers, youth and women. BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary took oath as the new Chief Minister of Bihar at Lok Bhavan in Patna today. Mr. Chaudhary is the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Senior Janata Dal United leaders Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Bijendra Prasad Yadav were also sworn in as Deputy Chief Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his wishes to Samrat Chaudhary on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar. He also congratulated Vijay Kumar Chaudhary and Bijendra Prasad Yadav on taking oath as Deputy Chief Ministers in the state. India's overall exports combining merchandise and services increased by 4.22% to over $860 billion in the last financial year. Meanwhile, imports rose at a faster pace of nearly 6.5% to around $979 billion. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the war with Iran is close to over, with authorities in Tehran to agree to a peace deal. Mr. Trump stated this in an interview to a TV news channel. Mr. Trump's comment came hours after the U.S. Central Command said that the blockade on Iran imports had been fully implemented within 36 hours of its launch. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the Class 10th Board examination results for 2025-26 academic session. CBSE said the overall pass percentage stands at 93.70%, marking an increase of 0.04% compared to last year. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 5 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru tonight. Put into bat first, Lucknow Super Giants were bowled out for their lowest total of the season, 146, with Mitchell Marsh's 40 being the highest score. Bengaluru pacer Rasik Salamdar claimed a 4-week wicket haul, while Bhuvneshwar Kumar took 3 wickets. In reply, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the target for the loss of 5 wickets in 15.1 overs, with opener Virat Kohli scoring 49 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.